USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's willing to give some ground in stimulus talks with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That is, the president says he'd be willing to raise the administration's offer on the relief package. Mnuchin told CNBC that one area he's willing to give ground on is funding for COVID testing, something Pelosi has cited as a major sticking point.
Quite frankly, when I speak to Pelosi today, I'm going to tell her that we're not going to let the testing issue stand in the way, that we'll fundamentally agree with their testing language subject to some minor issues. This issue is being overblown. We need to get money to the American public now, the people that are most hurting.
And first-time jobless claims jumped last week to 898,000 new filers. That's the highest level since the end of August, and about 50,000 above estimates. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit purpleleashproject.com.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee is laying low after COVID hits close to home. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Senator Kamala Harris has canceled all campaign travel through this weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. According to the Biden campaign, Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, has tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. In a series of tweets, Senator Harris said that she was not experiencing any symptoms of coronavirus and pledges that she will be transparent about any test results she does receive.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is blasting his own platform for how it handled a questionable story from the New York Post. The Post says it had smoking gun emails about Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and alleged that Hunter Biden used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father when he was vice president. Both Twitter and Facebook said they would limit the article's distribution. Dorsey later tweeted that it was unacceptable to block link sharing of the article without providing context as to why they were doing so. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The United States Postal Service has settled a lawsuit over recent slowdowns of mail delivery. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses, but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. Some of the things reversed include reduced mail hours, removal of collection boxes, and mail sorting machines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And an administration official says interest could be rekindled in nuclear energy. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has more.
The chairwoman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the resurgence of interest in nuclear power as a clean energy source could be boosted by emphasizing how it would help humanity. Christine Savinsky on Wednesday told an Idaho governor's advisory group that non-traditional nuclear energy backers could be drawn to the idea if it's made clear how nuclear energy could combat global poverty and help advance opportunities for women. Republican Congressman Mike Simpson says the lack of a permanent repository for spent nuclear fuel is holding back the industry. The Nuclear Research Idaho National Laboratory is one of the state's largest employers. I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.